You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. We're so glad you've decided to join us. To discover more about LMC, visit us online at lifeministry.church. We pray that today's message encourages you in your faith journey.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be able to bring the message today. I love the look on Charlie's face just then. That was fantastic. If you're interested, I got an Azito edger for my lawn. Yeah, you can applause. Very exciting. It's only been on my Christmas wish list for 3 years, but they got there eventually. It's all good. Well, this morning, I hope it's okay with you, but Narelle and I, we're going to do a bit of a tag team. We're going to start off by reading you a story. Is that all right? All right. So the words and the pictures will be up on the screen, hence the reason I'm just off to the side a little bit. So let me read from this beautiful book by Gloria Gaither, Ordinary Baby, Extraordinary Gift. In the beginning, God and people were best friends. They were glad to see each other whenever they got together, and when they went for walks in the beautiful garden God had made, they laughed and told each other secrets. They shared everything, and no one was embarrassed or shy. One day, a stranger showed up in the garden, a jealous and selfish creature, and he disguised himself as a beautiful, colourful serpent. He coaxed the two people to break their promises to God and to ruin the wonderful friendship between the people and God. Afterward, whenever God came to enjoy his friends, the people were ashamed and acted guilty and afraid. It was as if God and his friends had become strangers and had no one to introduce them to each other again. God knew that everything had changed between them and could never be fixed unless a miracle happened. From then on, God tried to get messages to his friends about how sad he was to lose them and how very much he loved them. He wrote, "I miss you" on the sunset. That had been the time they took walks. He pulled at people with gentle breezes that felt like the way the wind blew when they ran together down the garden paths. He hoped the people would remember how close they had been to him. Over the years, more and more people were born. The mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers passed on stories to the children about how God had been best friends with the first man and woman long ago, how they talked and sang and laughed together. The stories seemed almost too good to be true. God was so great, so powerful, and so far away. But some of the people who told stories were special listeners. They said they could hear God trying to talk to people. They said he wanted his friends back, and that one day he would find a way to fix the friendship the lying snake had destroyed. The people guessed at how God might do this. Some thought that if they were good enough, God might be friends with them again. They tried so hard to be perfect and to keep all the rules they thought would make God happy. But being perfect was way too hard. The people always went to bed at night disappointed in themselves and sad because they knew this was no way to get to know God again. The listeners said God would send someone to introduce people to him again so that God's people could get together with him in a place they called God's kingdom. The people talked about what kind of person God would send. The special listeners said God would send a descendant, a child or a grandchild or a great-grandchild of a king. That would make him a king too. What kind of king would God send? Certainly, they thought, he'd be a more awesome king than Saul or Solomon or even good King David. He'd be more powerful than the leader of an army. He'd be more rich and fine than the family who lived in the best house in town. For centuries, people waited and wondered. They came up with all kinds of ideas. Some got so tired of waiting, they decided the whole story about God was just something made up. But it wasn't. One night, in a tiny, tiny town, God kept his promise. And he didn't send someone to introduce people to God. He came himself. And he didn't come as a king riding on a white horse or as a rich man dressed in fancy clothes. He didn't come as a president or a governor. He didn't even come as a grown-up. No, God had planned all along to come in a way that we would understand. He chose to come as a baby because no one would be afraid of a baby. He knew children might be shy if he came as a grown-up, but no one can be shy around a baby. Now children could grow up, not in his shadow, but beside him. Like the first people in the garden, children and God would know each other and not be afraid. So it was true. God came himself. He was just an ordinary baby, born in a simple barn to a loving mother named Mary and a strong man named Joseph, who made things out of wood. Instead of important-looking doctors to help his baby be born, there was just Joseph. Instead of a story in a newspaper, a real star in the sky stopped over the barn and twinkled in the clear, dark night. Who would have ever guessed? God thought of the best way to have his friends back. He would be an ordinary baby. That's the way he planned it. Maybe so that we would come to him and not be afraid.
Good morning. So this day, 15 years ago, I was very heavily pregnant. Overdue, in fact, with my third child, Levi. So in some ways, at Christmas time, I feel very close to Mary. I'm sure any mum who's been very pregnant over the Christmas period has identified with where Mary may have been at. For me, the anticipation was so exciting. Who was this little one in my tummy? When would they be born? What would they look like? Would it be a boy or a girl? Who in the family had guessed the closest weight? Would this baby ever come out to meet us? The expectation and anticipation of the birth of a baby can be a very exciting time. I'm very privileged to have a close family network, to have a lot of people around me to assist, to love me and to anticipate with me. This baby of mine was very wanted, very anticipated, and already very loved. I had a place booked for the birth of my baby, a place where there were people to care for me, to care for my baby, and to make sure that everything would be looked after and taken care of. I also had the knowledge of what to expect, having already had two babies. I knew what was coming, and I was able to prepare for it. At Christmas, Mary is often on the forefront of my mind. Mary, away from family, no place to stay, traveling on a donkey, entering an unknown time of life, no idea what was about to happen, where she would next be able to sleep, who would be with her when her baby was born, not knowing how everything was able to play out. Mary had a long, tough journey ahead of her. However, Mary's baby, although so much around was unknown, was very wanted and very anticipated, not only by a mother, but also by a nation, a people group, by generations of people gone before, and by generations of people yet to come. Mary's baby was the saviour of the world. Mary's baby was talked about, argued over, discussed, and even prophesied about. In Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This baby that Mary was carrying was set to change the course of the world, set to make history, set to bring about great change, great conflict, and ultimately great joy and peace. This baby was Jesus. Just as we read in the story before, Jesus was born just as an ordinary baby, but he was an extraordinary gift. Jesus was born to give us back our relationship with God. He was born to restore the friendship that had been broken so many years before in the Garden of Eden. We know how much people love babies, how people are fans of babies, how babies are seen as inoffensive. God's plans never cease to amaze me. The book we read said that God sent Jesus as a baby because it was a way that we would understand. No one would be afraid of a baby. No one would be shy around a baby. Children would grow up not in his shadow, but beside him. If Jesus had come as a king, as a mighty warrior, as a giant among men, then fear would have been part of his reign. Instead, he came as a baby, as an innocent, ordinary baby. As he grew, Jesus experienced life as a child. He grew into a teenager, he became a man. Jesus journeyed through life beside ordinary, everyday people. Jesus wasn't high and mighty. He wasn't more important than the person next to him. He wasn't sitting on a throne looking down on people and ordering them around. Jesus was one of us. When my kids were babies, people would come over and cuddle them, play with them, spend time with them, and just be with them. They weren't afraid of my babies because they were babies. In the same way, when God sent Jesus to us, he didn't want people to be afraid of him. He wanted people to play with him, spend time with him, and just be with him. And God still wants us to do that today. In Romans 5:10, it tells us that we were enemies of God due to our broken relationship in the Garden of Eden, but God sent his Son to restore that friendship. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. Jesus came to rebuild that incredible, amazing friendship that was started in the Garden of Eden. Jesus came to restore the bond, the connection between God and man. Jesus came as an ordinary baby to be an extraordinary gift to all mankind. Today, as we celebrate the birth of this ordinary baby, this extraordinary gift, let's take time to remember the real reason he came. Jesus' mission on earth was to allow us to be able to commune with God on a personal, relational level, to be best friends with him again. Jesus came as a baby, sacrificed himself as a man, and raised victorious as a winner, as a restitution for our sins. This ordinary baby, who turned out not to be so ordinary, was in fact an extraordinary gift to us.
Just as the book we read reminds us, we have truly been given the most extraordinary gift, haven't we? Something that if we allow it to, can change, can transform our lives forever. God's gift to us, his Son Jesus, was given to restore our relationship with him, to allow us the freedom of a life of intimate relationship and deep friendship with our Creator. Take a moment and reflect. What is your response to that? What have you personally done with this gift that was given? We wonder, does your gift still remain sitting under the Christmas tree, unwrapped and still in its paper bows? Maybe looking a little worse for wear because each year you take it out, feel it, contemplate opening it, but then place it back under the tree, still fully wrapped. This leaves you in a place where you still don't fully know what God has done for you. You don't know the friendship that is available to you, and perhaps you're unaware of the power and enjoyment that that relationship can bring you. Or maybe your gift is unwrapped, but it's still in the box. You know what you've been given? You've opened the outside packaging, but you haven't put it to use yet. It's still sitting on the shelf, waiting for a day when you think that you might just need it. You know what God has done for you, but you were wary of opening it up and beginning this with God. Or maybe your gift is open. It's unwrapped, unpackaged, unboxed, and in full use. And you're fully aware of the amazing gift, and you know the richness of your restored relationship with God, and have the assurance that you are a valued part of His family again. Whatever the state of your gift from God this Christmas, let's take the time to remember God sent His Son Jesus, an ordinary baby, a baby who no one could be afraid of, a baby who was born in humble circumstances in a stable with His father and His mother present, surrounded by animals. But He was a baby that was highly anticipated, very wanted, and ultimately the most extraordinary gift ever given. Amen?
He was just an ordinary baby. That's the way He planned it, maybe. Anything but common would have kept Him apart from the children that He came to rescue. Limited to some elite few, when He was the only child who asked to be born. And He came to us with eyes wide open, knowing how we're hurt and broken, choosing to partake of all our joy and pain. He was just an ordinary baby. That's the way He planned it, maybe, so that we could come to Him and not be afraid. He was ordinary with exception of miraculous conception. Both His birth and death He planned from the start. But between His entrance and His exit was a life that has affected everyone who's walked the earth to this very day. With no airs of condescension, He became God's pure extension, giving you and me the chance to be remade. He was just an ordinary baby. That's the way He planned it, maybe, so that we could come to Him, so that we would come to Him and not be afraid. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You that You came to earth as a baby. We thank You that You grew up as a young child, that You became a man, and that You died on that cross for us. But Lord God, we thank You that You didn't stay on that cross, but that You raised to life so that we could have eternal life with You. Lord God, we thank You for that gift today. We thank You for that special, special baby that was born. And we pray that as we look at the gifts under the Christmas tree today, we think about it. What are we doing with our gift? Is it unwrapped? Is it unboxed? Is it in use? And we thank You that You have given us that opportunity to have a relationship with You. We love You, Lord Jesus. In Your precious name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. If you'd like to hear more inspiring messages from Life Ministry Church, or you would like to know more about us, including service times, events, or what following Jesus is all about, be sure to visit us online at lifeministry.church. Thanks again for listening.